Shabbos Perek Yud Tes Mishnah Hey. Katan Nimon L'Shmona Katan can have a bris mila when he's 8 days old. Letisha 9, V'Lasara 10, U'Lachadasar, U'Lishneimasar. 11 and 12, Loi Pachus, not less than that, V'Lo Yosar, and not greater than that. Okay, so what are the examples? Kidarko, a regular case, L'Shmona. We know baby gets a bris mila on the 8th day. Now, this is obviously not talking about a case where Chas V'Shalom the baby's sick or anything, just a regular case. Noda L'Vein HaShmashos, if a baby's born Bein HaShmashos, where it's Suffolk, it's day, it's Suffolk, it's night, which means a baby's born after sunset, but before the stars are out. So that's Bein HaShmashos. So for example, let's say baby is born Tuesday, Bein HaShmashos, from Tuesday to Wednesday night. So it's the end of the day Tuesday, and it's entering Wednesday's night. So if the baby was actually born on Tuesday, if you're going to consider Bein HaShmashos daytime, that means that the 8th day would be next week on Tuesday. However, it is possible that the baby was really born at night, which is Wednesday, and therefore you would give the bris next week Wednesday to make sure, which is the 9th day from Tuesday. So that's day 9. Bein HaShmashos shel Erev Shabbos Nima La'asara. But what happens if the baby's born Friday, Bein HaShmashos, between Friday and Shabbos? So there you'd give a bris on the 10th day. Because if you give the bris next week on Friday, perhaps Bein HaShmashos is night. So really you should have waited for Shabbos. But if you give the bris now on Shabbos, maybe Shabbos is really the 9th day. Because maybe the baby was really born on Friday. Because maybe Bein HaShmashos really is daytime. That means the baby was born Friday. And you're giving a bris on Shabbos, that's the 9th day. And you're not allowed to give a bris on the 9th day if it's Shabbos. So therefore, you'd wait till the next day, which is Sunday, to give the bris, which is day 10, if we count from Friday. Next case, Yom Tov La'achra Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out in the same exact situation where the baby was born, Friday late in the day, and now after Shabbos the next week, which day 10, which would normally have been when we would have given the bris mila, you have a Yom Tov on that day, Nimu La'acharasar. So you have to wait till the day after Yom Tov. Because Mila, not in its right time, then Mepharshim explained, is not the Chiyantiv. Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah, Nimu L'Shnei Masar. And if it happens to be that the Yantif is Rosh Hashanah, and we know there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and the Rav says it's a Kedusha Achas, Nimu L'Shnei Masar. So you got to add on another day, so now the baby gets a bris on the 12th day. Now, it's Mashmah the Rav that it's only because Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas. The Shaila would be on other Yom Tovim, nowadays, in Chutz Laretz, let's say, where the second day of Yontif is only Dirabanan, and it's obviously not Kedusha Achas, would one give a bris mila on that second day of Yontif? Could that be Docha Yontif? So I believe it's a Machlekes Poskim. And the Mishnah ends, Katan Achola Ein Moilano So Achi Yavri. And a baby that's sick, Lo Aleinu, so you don't give him a bris mila until he is healed. And the Rav says, and then after the baby's healed, you'd wait 7 complete days from when it was healed, and then you would give him the bris mila.